Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's time for Tom Lydon and the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. And if you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com. It is at ETF Trends on Twitter. And of course, we're always pleased to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Our ETF of the week is
the Guggenheim Shipping ETF, ticker SEA.
Okay, it's ticker symbol C, the Guggenheim Shipping ETF. I need to make sure that my audience is aware of something here. And I've got that to make them aware, or either way, folks, don't enter this one in a fog. Tom is an independent trustee of some of Guggenheim's mutual funds and ETFs. That doesn't mean that he's afraid to be honest about them. But Guggenheim Shipping, Tom, it's an ETF you obviously know well, so why this fund now?
Well, as the global economies are improving, Chuck, and it's really been a decent year, but now, especially in some of the developed markets in Europe, and most importantly, emerging markets, we continue to see greater growth. So what this ETF represents is the Baltic Dry Index, which measures daily charter rates to ship a variety of commodities across the globe. And rates really have almost tripled in the last year. It's been amazing. So if you think about the Dry Baltic Index, it really measures the toll roads for the open seas. Most of what they're talking about shipping is commodities. Commodities markets, as we know, have been down dramatically. But most of that's due to the fact that there's been an unbelievably high increase in supply. But they're still shipping, and they're shipping a heck of a lot more this year than they did last year and the year before. So just to put things in context, these ETFs that represent this index are approximately the top 25 shippers in the world. So you'll find that this is not heavily weighted to the U.S. In fact, some of the biggest shipping companies are in areas like Denmark or Japan or areas like Hong Kong. So it really is a global representation of shipping. If you feel the global economy is going to continue to improve and we're going to continue to see global growth, here's a way to participate.
Where does this fit into a portfolio? Because this is not one of those things that necessarily you go, wow, it overlaps with this or that. So is it pure kind of add something that has no correlation, or does it take a piece of your growth? I mean, how does it fit in?
Well, first of all, it really is an international investment allocation. So first and foremost, you do look at your global allocation, and if you feel like you're not well represented for global growth, especially in the next 2 to 3 years, this might be something that you swap out, number one. As far as the percentage, it really is going to be up to you, because in this case, I would definitely trade it on its 200-day moving average. Because as economies go up and down, the Baltic Dry Index ETF will also go up and down. So keep a close eye on it. It's had a real nice performance, up over 35% in 2013, and you're also getting a 2% yield. So you're getting income as well. Overall, economies continue and you feel confident about it, here's something to think about.
So it's really most likely going to get a piece of your international allocation.
That's right.
And then again, sort of knowing that it crosses a lot of borders and it's a bit specific, so it's not quite like saying, hey, I'll go international large cap or I'll go international small cap.
That's it. It's really, it's a sector, but it really is in place of your feelings for global economic growth. Because first and foremost, if you're looking for global economic growth, shipping will continue. And these are the companies in the world that are best poised to profit from that.
I want to talk about the 200-day moving average business because you and I talk about it all the time, and we talk about it like our audience understands it and knows. But for somebody who is trying to figure this out, a moving average, of course, is a changing target. If you're going to watch it, you've got to be paying attention to see where it's at. And is the problem touches it, crosses it for 2 days? What's the side that says this is the absolute sell discipline on a 200-day moving average?
Yeah, great point, Chuck. We don't talk about it enough. So for people who aren't familiar with it, basically you take the last 200-day prices, you total them up, you divide by 200. If the current price is above the average, it would be above its trend line, and you would say that that trend is rising for that stock, mutual fund, ETF, whatever you're measuring. The idea here is, in many cases, the trends do change. So at one point in time, we may see a changing trend here as far as global shipping. And if that's the case, use the 200-day average as your exit strategy. It doesn't always mean that when it goes down, it's going to go down for an extended period of time. But having a stop loss in place, especially in cyclical markets, can make a lot of sense.
And if somebody's making an allocation to this and following that, is it the kind of thing that, oh, by the way, if it goes below the 200-day moving average and then it crosses back up, you'd buy it back?
Absolutely. The best time to buy is when you're going right above the average. So in this situation, we're about 8% above the 200-day average. So you would have about an 8% downside risk if things happen to fall out of bed at this point. But on the other hand, we've seen a lot of stability in global markets. And with the diversification of these companies around the world, I would say it'd be fairly stable.
So there you have it. It's the ETF of the week, Guggenheim Shipping, ticker symbol SEA. And of course, Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends, which you can get information about at ETFTrends.com. You can follow him on Twitter at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon. You can also get information about Global Trend Asset Management, his firm. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on MoneyLife.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go in our first show in 2014, the January 2nd show. We've got Charles Roteblatt with the sell of the week. We've got Richard Peterson from Market Psych Data and Dan Wiener from the Independent Advisor for Vanguard Investors. It's a great show. You want to catch every remaining minute as we live the money life again right after this message.